Andrew is here.
Hey.
Andrew is here. And
hey, guys.
Is.
Hi. Do I look natural? Laying sitting down? Thank you.
That looks great. You
look
good.
That looks good, brother.
Thank you for having me on the 110th episode. Thanks, guys.
Don't wake him up.
Don't wake up the baby.
Baby's not sleeping.
Oh.
I'm just trying.
Do you hear this? Audio guy.
He's shaking his head right now.
All right.
Anyway.
Hey, Andrew, are you're here for the
summer.
Last summer.
The last summer. This
Why?
Is the last summer.
Why is it the last summer?
Because my brothers are moving.
Yeah. How do you feel about
How am I supposed to get free housing every summer?
That's true.
If they're moving.
How do you feel about them moving back?
How do I feel about my brothers moving back?
Yeah. You missed them.
I was
but
shocked when they told me.
Because, you know, they're like.
But it makes sense. So, it's all good.
Are you like, oh, they're coming back? Oh.
No. Because I'm leaving at the same time they're coming back.
Wait, so are we never going to live at the same house?
Even when you are living in North Carolina, I'll be in my own apartment 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So no.
We're going to only be there for like 2 or 3 months.
Ugh.
So we're never going to be in the same house.
Wow.
That's why I was like sad with Dad, is that, wow, all the siblings get to go back together, except me.
And Mariah.
But Mariah's even closer than I am. So I'm the farthest.
You got fall break and Christmas break. So we'll be living together for a few weeks.
All
right. It's not longer than right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't get emotional.
Wow.
Is he talking to himself? But yeah, it's your last summer. Has it been extravagant?
It's going to be.
Why?
Everything's planned. The future is coming soon.
Has anything happened so far?
Yeah, I helped
the
Merrills move.
You helped poop? Okay, you helped the Merrills move.
I helped the Merrills move.
You helped Aaron pack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to help me and Alexis pack.
Yep, that's why I'm here.
That's how he's paying rent. He just helps us move.
Just helps move?
Yeah.
And then moving out.
Yeah.
And then we got, oh, you're going to my fight? You're about the corner of my fight?
Yes. That's I've been cool. Nervous about that for many weeks.
Well, this has already been, like, this is like
this is,
two or
this
three
is,
weeks out since
Well, let me,
since
let me send
fight.
This to you right now in the future. It's going to be great.
Talk to yourself as the past Andrew. What do you hope? How do you hope tomorrow goes?
How do I hope the fight goes with you versus
who
are you
Landon?
Fighting?
Landon.
Yeah, it's just Jason's
it's
friend.
Landon,
I don't know.
You don't know Landon?
Landon.
It's Jason's
like, falling down.
it's Jason's like child, I guess friend growing up. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Just like his Alex, I guess.
He could be like a super boxer.
How old is he?
24.
Oh,
he's like your age. So I'm fighting you, pretty much.
Wow. Okay. Here's a question.
Huh?
What are we talking about?
So what's your message? I know you're nervous and you're scared. What's your message for Andrew, like future Andrew, when he's watching this podcast after the fight already happened?
After the fight happened?
Yeah. Like, are you like, hey, I'm proud of you. I know I'm nervous right now, but I know you got through it, and I know you did what you did, and you did it well.
Copy paste.
Okay. I watched your last episode.
Of what?
Of just
podcast?
The podcast.
Okay.
And Roy said he was nervous for your fight. And I was like, wow. I didn't know people felt nerves too.
Yeah, well, man. It's being in front of a lot of people.
It is scary. What
it
do
is.
You hear about this fear?
You just gotta exposure therapy. You just gotta keep doing
Gosh,
it.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
These streamers are a different breed.
They are.
I mean
you're young and hip and loud.
I can't do it. Like I stream, but they stream like me and Jason will train every morning, and then he'll go stream for 10 hours. And I'm like, what? How?
Dang it.
It's crazy.
I don't understand.
Like, we're not your age anymore, so
yeah,
we can't keep up. We don't got the energy for that.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You got it.
Okay.
You good, bro. Look, listen.
You're in the discovery stage.
All right.
Things that are uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
You just learn how to tolerate it. That's it.
Yeah, and everybody there. Now that you're like, man, look at this streamer, that streamer. None of these streamers were popular 4 years ago.
Mm.
Like they were unknown 4 years ago. And in 4 years, there's gonna be
Wait,
other.
What are you nervous about, Andrew?
Just the socializing.
Oh yeah, that's always scary.
Just,
but is
big
it because like
always scary?
Is it because of like there's like big streamers there? And
no, I don't know any of them.
Yeah, okay.
But it's still, it's just scary because they're so like,
they're new and you don't know them and they have
abrasive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we were first popping off in YouTube and like all these kids knew us, but all the like high school and like adults didn't know who we were? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what streamers are now. Like all, every kid knows who they are. But now we're like, I didn't know who Jason was until I met him at the Jeremy Lin basketball thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same.
But apparently he's like super popular. And then I trained with this guy named Ron, who's apparently he's like super popular. And like every kid in the world knows him. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Because when I was his age, it was the same situation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't got time nowadays.
Yeah, there's like, just so many. It's so many people now. It's like, I don't know who's popular.
I don't even know where to look. Because I'm like doom scrolling all the time. But I don't even see anyone.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
I'm on my phone all the time, but I don't see these people.
Oh. You have to go on. It's not in your algorithm, I guess.
Mm. I guess, yeah.
You're not in the streaming algorithm, I'm assuming.
I don't know. It's crazy that they can be content creators that make like millions of dollars a year or like six figures a month and we don't know who they are. How is that even possible?
I don't understand.
Same way that happened to us.
Yeah, I guess. I guess just not our age bracket.
Exposure therapy. Like, they're not exposed to us, I guess.
Anyway, you know? I have anxiety all the time. Take it away.
Wait, what?
I have anxiety all the time.
You do?
Fix it.
Before he came out here, he said his goal is to, what was it again?
Which goal?
For small talk or something, or like just to be more outgoing when it comes to.
I'm always wishing to be a better communicator.
I'm still like that.
No,
I am. I'm still like that, but I like a lot of the times when I am in those situations, I am pretending. And then it works out. And then I'm like, if I'm just getting through this small talk by pretending and I do well, but I'm actually nervous, what's the difference between actually not being nervous and doing it? If the same thing happens, whether I'm pretending or I'm actually confident.
Here's a little exercise. Right? Here's a little exercise for you right now. The small talk me, I don't know you. We're at an event. We're at an event. I'm a stranger. I'm also your age. Small talk me.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Is your first time, first VidCon? Is this your first VidCon?
Yep.
Nice. What do you do, man?
Content.
Nice. What kind of content do you do?
Well, right now you're coming off as you're too good. You're too good for us. It's like we're not worth you talking to.
No, that's not me. I'm not being me.
That's what it seems like.
I'm playing a different character. That wasn't me.
Oh, you got to play you.
No, you're me.
Oh.
I'm you.
You're me.
Oh.
You're both me.
You're playing you.
Okay.
I was like, yo, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
No, that's not me.
Okay, you're someone else.
I'm somebody else. You're both me.
Well, if you're us and you're talking to you, don't talk to you. You suck.
Okay.
If anybody reacts like that, then no.
How much more accommodating should I be as the stranger in this exercise?
Just be a normal guy. Be the same.
Just
like
a regular
NPC.
Guy.
Just regular NPC.
Regular guy.
Be somebody that's just as nervous as you are, but they're trying to hide it too. Because that's most people.
Wise. Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Your head moved before your eyes moved, and it freaked me out a little bit. You said, hey. That scared me.
This is not working. How about just you two?
What do you mean?
You're a stranger.
Okay.
You're me. 3, 2, 1, action.
What's up?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No,
we're not getting
chopper.
Anywhere with this.
Okay. And where? What setting? Gotta be setting.
You guys are both creators alone at this event.
Sure.
Okay.
You're me. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey.
Is this the weather?
Is this your first VidCon?
Oh, no. It's actually my second.
Oh, what? Yeah. You got panels?
No, man. I'm just here for the free stuff.
Same. I think I got a panel tomorrow with my brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, they've been doing content forever.
What do you guys do?
My one brother's been doing it for like 20 years, and then my older brother's been doing it, and then I've been doing it. So
nice,
we just all
been
doing it, and then we decided to start a brother's channel. So
yeah, what's
that's
it called?
Happening? Wasabi Brothers.
Wasabi Brothers. All right.
Yep.
Check it out. Hey, yeah. What's your Insta? I'll check it out.
Andrew Wasabi.
Andrew Wasabi.
Yeah, check it out.
All right. I guess cool. That was pretty natural. That was pretty smooth. Good job. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
And you can just do that. Just rinse and repeat.
As long as dang. That's why you're the masters.
This is just a regular.
That's crazy.
This is basic.
That's crazy, man. Wow.
Look, if you want to do so, I love small talk.
You do?
I love small talk.
Why?
What?
So I can leave.
I hate so small talk.
Yeah, I do a little talking as possible so I can leave.
Oh.
Wait,
yeah,
what's the definition of small talk?
Small talk is like
little questions like, how's the weather?
How's cool. the family? Like, it's just, you're just trying to pass time because you feel like you need to talk.
You can't connect with small talk?
You can.
No, small talk leads to bigger talk.
What is bigger talk?
Like, how's
it's right
your,
below huge talk.
Like, what's your social security? Is that bigger talk?
That's big talk. Yeah,
too big.
Yeah. If I only like big talk with people close to, I guess. But small talk, like, if I want to know someone, if I'm interested, then yeah, I'll go bigger talk. If not, then there's certain phrases you can do to end the conversations.
I feel like small talk is just to be polite. But like, neither of you actually are like interested in this conversation. You're just like, oh yeah, wow, it's been so long. That's crazy. All right, I gotta go. And then like, okay, all right, well, we should hang out. And no, but you're not gonna hang out.
I'm interested.
I'm usually interested.
I'm usually interested. Yeah. Unless they're like not interesting. I'm
well,
like,
then it's
all right,
not
bro.
Small
my
talk.
Mind,
see you later.
My mind going into these things is that everyone loves small talk. Until they come to me and they're like, I got to get out of this small talk with him.
Oh.
Why might you say that? Are you a bad small talker or do you feel like you're not interested?
I don't know. I didn't think we get that serious right now.
No, I'm just...
I don't know. I'm scared now. All
right. We're doing a freaking on stage thing, right?
Yeah. I'm not scared of that.
I'm
scared of like talking to the people behind the stage is what I'm scared of.
Oh yeah,
small talking.
Yeah. I get it. Stage, you won't see those people again. The audience, nobody, you won't see them.
Yeah,
but the people that you're with, you're gonna see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. You just gotta learn how to tolerate it.
Yeah.
And you gotta learn how to the keywords to end the conversations.
Thanks, like, guys.
Like, hey. All right. Nice chatting.
Nice chatting.
All right, nice talking to you. Take care.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. All right, man, I'll see you later. I'm going to catch a drink over there. Even though you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Small talk.
Dang, bro.
Dang. So you're in your...
Congrats on the launch of the channel, by the
way. Oh, yeah.
You mentioned it. Wasabi Brothers.
What's up? Thank you.
Yeah, man. What is it? Tell me about it. I don't even know what to...
We're doing, weekly Friday uploads, and then we're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron and Ronnie were like, hey, we want to do a brothers channel. You guys don't have to do anything. And we're going to take care of everything. And we're just going to make the amazing brothers channel.
Wow. Has it been fun?
It's been fun.
It's been fun. I edited the video last night.
Oh. Yeah.
Posted it today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think it'll be easier once we all live together. It's just, I guess we just got a bulk film because you're going to be in school.
Yeah.
Or I guess we could come to you and film some stuff.
Yep.
But I think we filmed a bunch of stuff. Like, but I feel like our bread and butter is when we're just interacting with people in real life, like IRL stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
like
did you just do something like that?
We did, but I don't want to give any spoilers. But we did today was a blind deaf mute.
Uh-huh.
The one before that was car ride, and then there's this one that I'm looking forward to out of all the ones we've filmed so far.
Can I guess?
Sure, but I can't confirm it or not.
Okay,
I'll confirm it.
Did you rush into the building of Scientology and just?
Maybe we can. Still, before we leave California.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. No, but we did one where we just interact with, like, workers and just people in real life. And then I'm, like, the more, like, outgoing, like, making jokes or, like, trying to make people a little bit uncomfortable. And Aaron's like, oh, sorry. And then Andrew's like, you could tell he wants to, like, join me.
Yeah.
But then he's also a little shy. But he's like, yeah.
Is that how you see me? Is that what are you talking about?
Well,
what?
Which one do you usually agree with when I'm trying to do something crazy and Aaron's like, no. Which side do you want to be on?
I'm on your side.
And but which side? That's what I'm saying. You're on my side.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
What is bad?
That you like to be on the rebel side, but I feel like I'm more of a rebel, but you tend to go to the rebel side over Aaron's cautious side. How do you see us, the Wasabi Brothers?
Pretty much how you said.
Oh, okay.
Rebellious, cautious. Is Andrew like in the middle, just trying to bridge
I'm
the two?
I'm my own thing.
What is your own thing?
I'm like, yeah, what I don't know. I'm figuring it out. I'm 23 still.
Yeah, 23 me.
So I'm the outgoing, like crazy, try to make people feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
Aaron is the responsible, like supervisor. He's like, hey, we can't do that. Hey, don't do that. Hey, oh, sorry. And then what are you?
I'm still figuring it out. I don't know. Why do you want to make people uncomfortable for?
Because it's funny.
Reactions.
Reactions. And like, I like to get people out of their comfort zone because they're like in this little bubble. And I'm like, hey, look, it's not as bad as you think.
It didn't work for me.
Yeah, I'm like you think it's really bad, but it's not that bad. Mm. I like there was this one thing where we needed something for a video, and I was like, let's just use it for the video and then put it back. And then Aaron's like, no, if we're gonna use it for the video, we have to buy it. And I was like, no, we don't. Why would we need to buy it? We don't even need to take it out of the store. Let's just film with it and then put it back. And then he was like, no. And I was like, why not? And like, yeah. So that's the type of dynamic. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
We'll see next Friday.
That's part of my... Cool. Is that next Friday?
I don't know. Every Friday. Just go look right now.
Every Friday.
I hope it's...
Wasabi Brothers.
It is next Friday. Right now in time, it is next Friday.
Okay, good.
But I don't know for them. It's probably 2 Fridays ago.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. You guys so we can just talk about it since it's not going to be out. It's already going to be out.
Oh, yeah.
It's a JCPenney photo shoot video.
Yay. And we're all holding each other in the backstage of the... In the back rooms of JCPenney.
Yeah.
I know those photo
shoots. And I was like, Aaron, let's just get matching shirts and we'll take pictures of them, then we'll put them back.
Yes.
And he was like, no, we have to buy them if we're going to take pictures of them. I was like, why? We're still in the store. We can just hide the tags, take the pictures, and then put them back on the rack. And he was like, that's illegal.
But you did it.
Yeah, we did. No.
We bought it.
Aaron made us buy it.
Oh, okay.
I even went to the worker, and I like there was a line of people, customers, and a worker. And I was like, excuse me, sir, we're about to do a photo shoot. Can we wear this and take the photo shoot and then put them back on the racks? And then he was like, I don't know if we're supposed to. And then one of the customers was like, I think those are on clearance. They're like 75% off anyways. And then I was like, are they? And the guy's like, no, they're not. And I was like, well, she already said they are, so they are. And then he's like, what? And I was like, she said it. And then he was like, no. So, I don't know, but we ended up buying. Do we still own those shirts?
Yep.
You didn't return it?
No.
You didn't return it?
That's what I'm saying.
We wasted money on the... Oh,
Aaron's like, no, let's just keep them. We're going to use them. I don't even... None of us know where they are.
Doesn't look good. They're not good looking shirts.
I'm like, so you want to buy these, take pictures, then return them instead of just wearing them and putting them back on the thing, wearing them for 20 minutes, not leaving the store. So it's a funny dynamic.
You couldn't return it. I did that with my parents. I bought the thing, but then I returned it.
After the
easily.
Photo shoot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Hey, okay. You can do more clothes now.
You can do part two, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But but that was like probably the most fun one that we filmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, we got to do a pottery class with the brothers. We got to just go be out in the world.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like go to like a fancy restaurant, get the dynamics of like
I want to go to, I want to stay overnight in a haunted hotel.
Yeah. There's a Queen Mary right there.
Here?
Yeah. Queen Mary, the haunted ship.
Don't want to do it anymore.
Huh?
What?
They should. It's very
good. I don't
good.
Think you're going to be able to handle it.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you're going to want to leave.
That's part of the charm.
Yeah, but are you going to stay?
If one of... That's why it balances. If one of you... Are you going to stay?
Yeah.
Like for 100%?
Yeah.
It's scary though.
Well, overnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it balances that's out. A cool Aaron premise. Will be the middle.
This is nice. Like Wasabi Brothers go-to.
Bling. You want to go
too? Huh?
You want to go?
I will watch like on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Every Friday.
Ah.
perfect.
Oh, yeah. Wasabi Brothers go ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Wasabi Brothers go to a fancy restaurant. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. I'm surprised. Our first video with no promotion, no marketing, no nothing. We didn't, like, say anything. We just posted the video. And then we all said, hey, we started a channel. Go watch the video. Yeah. And it got like 70,000. Wait, 50,000?
40,000? That's
amazing. 45,000?
What is it?
45?
45,000. Yeah, that's crazy. And we have like 8,000 subscribers or something.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yay.
That's good.
Yeah.
New channels do so well nowadays.
Last year of college.
Yes.
How many months is that? Oh, last year.
Last senior year.
You're done this
summer.
Next summer.
But it's your fifth year, though.
Huh?
It's your fifth year?
Fourth year. Freshman, sophomore, junior.
I thought you thought you were done, and then you found out you had another year, and you're like, what?
Well, just one more semester, just in case. Maybe.
Oh, one more extra semester.
We don't know yet.
Oh, so you might have three more semesters.
College scams you. What?
You might have three more semesters?
I might have three more, yeah.
Oh, so
I'm inside of a summer semester right now.
And
I'm failing.
Huh?
History class.
What?
Anywhere.
But so if you have to do an extra semester, that means you will be staying. We will be living in the house. Oh, wait, no, we're not going to be living there either.
You can move to Wilmington when you move. It's a pretty nice place.
Dang it. Well, it's okay. It's going to be a lot because in the house for at least a month is going to be Aaron, Ronnie, me, Alexis, Mom, Dad, Pogi, Coda, Guppy, Ellie. That's nine
lives,
creatures in one house.
Wish I was there.
Are you going to live alone this next semester too?
Yep. Renewed it too.
And then New York?
Yep.
Alone?
You going to New York?
Not alone. That's too expensive.
Well, after college, he's moving
after
to New York.
After college, I'm moving to New York.
Why
man?
New York?
Because it's the city of dreams.
In what way? Why does it make a city of dreams?
Because it's where dreams come true.
And then who are you going to live with?
I don't know.
You have friends up there?
A little bit.
Are they looking for roommates?
It's part of the adventure. I don't need the answers.
All right, well, don't move in with a sketchy person.
No.
Like a random person.
I think I'm moving in with Lucas.
What, does he want to go to?
Yeah.
New York?
Yeah, everyone wants to move to New York. It's the city of dreams.
Oh.
I gotta
go visit
you say
New
that
York.
You gotta go to New York.
I gotta go to New York because I just don't. I gotta learn the appeal.
I think in the last 2 years, I've been there like 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
I love it every time.
Yeah, so you tell me a good thing about New York. I'm not trying to shoot down New York. You tell me a good thing, a word.
I got you then.
And then I'll tell you a bad thing from what I've heard.
You know what's tricky though?
What?
All the words I'm going to say are words that you're going to say too.
Okay. So if you're from New York, don't be offended. This is just, I haven't been to New York much, but the little time I have, this is what it was like.
All right, next
one. Okay,
six.
Ready?
Yes.
Crowded.
I was going to say crowded too.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, expensive.
Culture.
Okay. Because it's like, apparently it's like the same price as living here.
It's a little bit more.
Oh, more?
Yeah.
Okay. Dirty. But here it's dirty too.
Yeah.
It depends where.
Yeah.
No, it's dirty everywhere, but it's fine like that.
You ever been to Chelsea?
No.
Oh.
That's too expensive.
No, I'm just saying, just go. It's clean there.
Oh.
What about,
you know, you've been. Okay.
Rats. Have you seen a lot of rats there?
I've seen a couple of rats there. There's trash bags just on the streets sometimes.
Yeah.
There's creepy people.
Okay. 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 Give me some more good stuff because I want to go.
Good stuff.
I want to see the appeal. I want to go there.
I feel like I'm a person inside a bubble, like you guys said earlier, and I feel like living in like a New York City type place will force me out of my bubble.
Ah.
Because like there's always something happening like wherever you look.
Yeah.
So it kind of forces me to think outside of my head.
To interact with what's happening?
Yeah, more like survival, because I might get mugged or something, so I got to be more outside of my body.
You're going to an extreme, man. That's like at all, like, you got to go all the way.
No, but I love it, though.
But you gotta listen, there's black and white. You're going for black and white, because it's extreme. There's the gray parts that you have to live in, bro. Mm.
What do you mean?
Like I'm saying, like, oh, I gotta go to New York because that's the top of the top. Mm. Like there's things happening. It's gonna force me to do things. Bam, gotta go. Oh man, there's someone over there getting ran over by a car. All right.
Mm.
What?
There's a gray in between.
The gray? Just like sometimes you're just quietly sitting in a cafe.
If you couldn't move to New York, what would be your second option? If for some reason you couldn't go there,
if I couldn't move to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There's no other option?
No.
No, I'm saying you can move to New York, but there's a gray part where you can...
But what's the gray part?
That's where you have
just
to find
chilling?
Out. You're yeah, just chilling. Just yeah, like, you know. Like,
I'm just chilling too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You what if you go to New York and then you meet a girl and then you guys have like a breakup and then you can't live there anymore because the town reminds you too much of her?
It's
then
a big
where,
city.
Where are you
going
to go? Back to New York? Or you, oh, you're just going to stay there.
Yo, Queens.
Is that where 500 Days of Summer was?
LA.
Oh, that was LA?
Yeah, LA.
Dang.
LA.
How Much Your Mother was there, though. Yeah.
Just come, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Young.
And also, you can just go for like a year, and if you don't like it, or 6 months, if you don't like it, be like, okay, I'm out. Or you can move to like, oh, I found this other place. Like, when you moved to North Carolina, you're like, oh, I live in Durham, but I didn't know about Raleigh. And they'd be like, oh, I'll go to Raleigh. So there could be something like that could happen. You could be like, wow.
Look, man, it's the same time zone. So that's great.
Yeah, same time zone. We
that's
can
amazing.
Come up and get you and
that's
come
amazing.
Visit you all the time.
Yep.
New York's great. I love New York.
Thank you.
For a week though. After that, I got over it.
Oh my god! Guys,
like, I don't know. After
it's,
a week,
it's,
I'm like,
it's different
oh my
ages,
gosh.
Man.
Because it's like you get like all like oh excitement, and then once the excitement fades away, like oh this is like New York. Ah, oh, crap! I want to go home now. That's just
no.
me
no,
personally.
That's what even California. It was like. Super cool for like a year, and then it was like, oh, that's cool. But it was like, whoa, for a year. Just like New York is probably like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then you get used to it, and you're like, oh, this is normal. It's not
that's
exciting
how,
anymore.
That's how aging works. I don't know.
Aging?
Aging.
Age, oh. Aging.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing what I'm supposed to do right now.
Yeah. You do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the great part. If once the excitement is down, you enjoy... The not
where's the excitement
part.
In your life? What are you talking
no,
about?
No,
where
we're just
leave?
Saying we're hoping that you're not banking on just excitement because it's not going to last forever. You have to be okay with the living in like doesn't have to be exciting all the time.
When things settle,
you're like, oh yeah, I love New York. This is my home. This is where my friends are. Not like, oh my God, look at the beautiful city because that's going to fade. So you have to be okay with not being. At 100% exciting.
Optimism is this?
No, this is reality.
No, we're helping
is reality.
You with reality.
This is reality.
Oh my gosh, something tragic has happened here today.
What? No, I'm just saying. For
it's
anything,
true,
bro.
Yeah, it's a true story. You can't always be like,
no matter where you
oh,
are.
Oh, it's not exciting anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Because nothing's going to be exciting forever.
Okay.
Be like, I live here now.
What are we saying right now?
I'm just saying.
We're just trying to help you out with the after.
Don't chase your dreams.
We don't want you to crash after.
Okay.
Because you're like, this is amazing. And then you're like, it's not what I thought. I'm like, no, it is what you thought. It's just not going to always be like, you know?
It's like, I have no idea. This
we're
is,
just trying
yeah,
to help.
No progress in this
we're
conversation.
Trying to help, man.
We're trying to
it
help.
It makes so much sense. And
I think
head.
Once you lived it, then it's easier to make
true.
Sense. But it's hard to explain it to someone that doesn't want to see it. You're like, no, it's going to be exciting forever. I'm like, oh, maybe.
I didn't use the word exciting once in my descriptions, by the way.
You said City of Dreams.
Yeah.
City of Dreams. City of Dreams. That's good. I don't know. This got out of hand.
Hey, man, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Oh,
you'll
man.
We're just telling you what we lived through.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to live through it yet. I got to do my own thing.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do your own thing.
We're just saying. I feel like you're just taking it very negatively.
Comment down below what just happened. There, oh, my gosh.
Hey, man, New York is cool.
Yeah, yeah, no.
No, it's cool. You'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, just make the best out of it. And if anyone chases you with a knife, you know what to do.
What do I do?
Take off your clothes.
Nope.
Nope. I'm telling you, oh my God, it's naked. That's the only way out.
So when should me and Alexis come visit for a week? I get early stage? No.
The New York?
Yeah, like like early? Do you want to get settled in first, or how should it be?
You should probably the first day, so you can help me move around.
True, because he's helping you right
I
now.
I have a bunch of boxes.
Oh, help you unpack.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're not gonna have that much because you're just one person.
Just a man in the bag.
Yeah. So like, we'll just help you like furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have furniture?
Mm-mm.
What's all the stuff in your dorm right now that came with it?
In my apartment?
Yeah.
That just all came with it?
Oh, that's
oh, so you don't have any furniture or anything?
Uh-oh.
I
probably, when I live in New York, I probably won't even buy furniture.
Were you thinking about moving in New York? You ever thought of that? Like Manhattan area? Or are you going to like Queens, Brooklyn? Not sure?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
You could do West Village, pretty lit. Mm-hmm. Or East Village, one of those?
I don't know any of these places.
I think West Village is the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it expensive?
Yep.
Yeah, but it's just pretty cool.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. What's like normal? Like, what if you had like a 2-bedroom apartment, how much would that be there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you had, what if you had the one that I live at currently? It's 3-bedroom. And that would be, that doesn't exist in New York?
No.
No.
It's too big?
No, that's too way too big.
I went to Italy and that place it was tiny. I was like, damn, it was, and where I was a nice apartment, but they just live very minimally over there.
Yeah. You got to use those places for pasta.
Is that what New York is like?
I hope so.
Yeah, it's pretty small. Mm-hmm. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, it'll be like 2,000 a month or something, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
I looked into it a little bit.
So like 4,000, I'm going to look into it. So then if you and your roommate both pay, so it'd be like a $4,000 apartment.
I want to get 3 roommates, or I'm the third. I want to get 2 roommates.
So then it would be, if you all pay 2,000, then it'd be $6,000 apartment. And that's what I'm paying.
That's doable.
Yeah. That's what I'm paying for mine right now.
Nice.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you want us to move with you?
We're moving to New York City.
I have a daughter. I gotta stay here, bro.
Yeah, he has a daughter.
Okay, I understand.
But you'll be okay.
Me? No.
Okay, I understand.
I'm trying to get married. I'm trying to have a daughter.
Oh,
Matt's down.
We got it earlier.
Yeah. He just came from New York.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, New York's cool. I used to go all the time because my nuts cousins are from New York and New Jersey, so we kind of just go there to visit, and we stay there for like a week.
Usually. What was your favorite place to go?
I like going to Chelsea. It's pretty clean.
Don't know where that is.
I've never been to Times Square. Nice.
Tribeca School.
You've only been to Times Square?
I don't think I have.
Oh,
it's not
worth
overrated.
It. Yeah.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
It sucks.
What, really?
Why is it?
It's crowded. It's just like the most touristy place you could go to.
It's like their version of the Hollywood.
You want to get away from there.
Yeah, the Hollywood Stars is like super overrated.
It's nice to go once, but aside from that, you're like, man.
Every single time, I remember the first like 5 years of living here, every time somebody came to visit a friend or family, they'd be like, I want to go see the Hollywood Stars.
Yeah.
And every time, the Californian... Even if I was with a friend and they had a friend in town and they said that to them, every Californian says,
"Yep."
So it smells like pee. It's dirty. It's just you get harassed by homeless people trying to sell you CDs. It's like, ugh.
That's the same.
That sounds the
that's
same.
Exact same
other version of
really.
Thing.
Which one's worse?
I feel more scared for my life in LA's one.
In Hollywood?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
because in Times Square. It's even though it's a lot more crowded, there's a lot more things to do.
Yeah.
And if something happens, people can see it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood's cool. I the only time I ever go to Hollywood is for like a premiere at the Chinese theater that I got invited to.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't want to go.
I avoid downtown, I avoid Hollywood.
Yes.
I love the beach though. It's nice here.
Yeah, beach is nice. If you ever come to LA, Don't go to the Hollywood Stars. What else in New York is like
good?
What's underrated and overrated? Like, is Central Park really cool?
I love Central Park.
Central Park's great.
But nighttime is danger.
Don't go there.
At night.
Mm-mm.
I would love to.
But in the daytime, it's super safe.
Freaking run there,
the subway is kind of cool. It's loud and hot and scary.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, sometimes.
I don't think I've ever been on a subway. Except for like the airport ones to get to the next terminal.
Yeah, and then the $5 footlongs. Yeah,
use apps.
I don't think I've ever been on a city bus either.
I don't want to do that still.
City bus. I've never.
Even though I support buses, I support buses, but I don't want to go on a bus. That's scary.
Yeah,
you should move to Tokyo.
It's just
a cleaner version of New York.
It's often in the end of sitcom finales.
Uh-huh.
A character moves all the way across the world. Are we gonna do that in real life?
I mean.
You think you would move to the Philippines or something?
No, maybe.
Oh, snap.
Actually, maybe.
I'm against it. I see posts all the time of like, just like this guy was like on a phone call with this guy in the Philippines, and he was like, "Oh, I only make $3,000 a month. I don't think I can afford living out there." And he's like, $3,000 a month, and he's like, "You can live like a king out here for $3,000 a month."
Where?
In the Philippines. You can have an in-house maid. You can have like a two-story, like four-bedroom house for $3,000 a month.
Here
and
it is.
Like, people don't understand.
24 to 30, I'll be in New York.
Mm-hmm.
30 to 40, Philippines.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, PewDiePie moved to Tokyo.
Tokyo.
So yeah.
Why can't we go to the Philippines? We're Filipino.
I know.
Right?
It's true.
No?
We are.
You know, it's crazy. Like, you're young, you dream, you go, you have fun, and then in your later in your life, you just go where the money is. wherever like your job takes you is where you have to go, because you have to provide for your family, you have to provide for yourself.
This is scary.
Why?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
No, that's true.
No,
isn't like the most common advice from old people?
What?
Mm-hmm.
That don't chase the money is what they say when they're about to die. It's like, don't chase the money.
Who said that?
Most old people, when they're dying, they on their deathbed, that's like the main thing.
That's movies.
No, that's like science.
Yeah, but it's just money. Like, is it's not like, oh, money is the most important thing in the world, but money is how you support your family.
I love money.
Yeah. So like, you should follow the money. If they're like, you can either move to New York and you get paid like $50,000 a year, or you can go to Japan and you get $200,000 a year. Which one are you going
to
do?
Japan, Alex, do you want me to move to Japan?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you advice in the future, for the future.
Yeah, why are you taking offense to my offense?
I don't know.
I'll go to India for $500,000.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
What's the question?
I was like, in the future, like, it's good in your 20s, you have adventures and stuff, but then in the future, like in your 30s and 40s, you have to like do what's best financially for your future family. And like, I didn't start thinking about my future family until my 30s. And I was like, dang, I wish I would have started thinking about them like in my 20s.
30s is just the more polished version of your 20s.
Yeah.
So do everything in your 20s, 30s, reflect on your 20s and make it better. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like 20s, you make all the mistakes you can. And then 30s, you catch up and fix all the mistakes you just did. And then 40s, you just live your life because you just made it in the 30s.
In the 50s, you die.
Yep. I like it.
Okay.
I don't know. We made it through our 20s fine, and we didn't know what we were doing at all.
Yeah, man. Life is life, man.
Just keep going.
I don't know, man.
Follow your heart. Follow your soul.
Is that not a real statistic? Like, old people say that? Am I dreaming? Old people say that.
It is common. Yeah, I think I can see it being common. It's crazy because when we were in our 20s, we were like, oh yeah, and we were just making money and that was cool. But I wasn't like looking at how much money we were making and like all this stuff. It just like, we just kept working hard, and then money kept coming. We're like, cool. But now these days, like, there's these like young 20s YouTubers and streamers, and they're making like six figures a month, and they're just like so careful with money, and they won't spend any of it. And they're like, even Jason's like, oh yeah, it's $1,000 knockdown bonus. And I'm like, that's it? Nobody's getting paid. And then if you knock them down, you get $1,000. And then he was talking to a fighter on his stream, and one of the fighters was like, dude, you drive a $250,000 car. And he's like, I can't go back. So it's crazy how careful like kids these days are with money, as opposed to like back in our day, they were buying like Fuzzy's buying Lamborghinis and renting mansions and yachts and stuff. Yeah. You know, I feel like this generation's smarter because they have somebody to have people like mentors.
Yeah, you didn't have YouTubers to look
back
on.
Yeah, we didn't have any examples.
Bro. It's okay. We had our hearts.
Yeah.
Hey, we walk so y'all can run, so it's cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome. It hurts, but...
What hurts?
Me walking so y'all can run?
No,
I'm inspired. I'm here to change the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for other people to live their dreams so I can live mine.
Wow.
It's okay. Now they're walking, and then the next generation is going to be sprinting. Mm. Or you walk so they can run, and then they're running so they can sprint.
And then they sprint so the other generation can AI.
Yikes.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Yikes. Exactly.
That's another episode.
I know.
All right. I got to go head to this fight.
Me too.
I got a crazy press conference.
Oh, y'all got the thing, huh?
I got to go be in a press conference now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you have any?
Hey, good luck on
Thank you.
Just tolerate it.
We're in the same boat in that way.
Yeah. I still am, but hey, I just learned how to tolerate it, and I learned how to fake it till you make it.
No,
and they don't even know you're doing it.
They don't even know.
Nobody knows.
All right, let's get it.
All right,
all right. Hopefully, nice. I don't get knocked out tomorrow.
You're not.
Maybe.
New York's cool.
Thanks, guys.
Knicks in six, okay?
Knicks in six.
I don't know about sports.
You're going to New York?
Just say Knicks in six.
I don't want to. That sounds...
No, it's not bad.
Is that okay?
It's inappropriate.
The Knicks in six.
Yeah!
Yeah! He made very clear to say it. He's like, Knicks in six. It cannot be misconstrued for anything else. Okay.
All right.
All right.
See you guys in New York.
I'll see you on the other side.